order up.
It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
We continue our division by division breakdown as we order up the NFC West. Last year, D, you were 1-3. I was 4-0. So let's see.
Whoa, yeah. Big guns.
Ooh, the Rams. The Rams bailed me out last year. So we'll see where that goes. But that was last year. This is this year. From 4-1, what do you got, D?
All right, so first up, I got a surprise to you. I actually have the Seahawks, number 4.
Really?
I just don't see how they're going to be better this year, Z. They've got a new coach, Pete's gone. They lost Drew Locke, who's the heart and soul of that team.
Oh, come on.
Geno's the quarterback. Walker always gets hurt. DK is good, but he's not great. Lockett's whatever, and Najigma, or whatever. Whatever that guy's name is.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah. He's like, whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't see how they're gonna pass the 49ers or the Rams. Number 3, I got the Cards. Kyler's back. They drafted really well. James Conner is a vet. Marvin Harrison Jr. is gonna be a problem for defenses. I think Arizona is gonna surprise people this year. Number 2, I've got the Rams. I love Stafford, love McVay. Nacua is a gem. Cup's going to have a rebound year. Kyron Williams is Kyron Williams.
Yeah.
He's gonna be really good this year. They lost the best defensive player in the game, but I don't think that will slow their offense. So I think they're still going to get stuff done offensively. And number 1 in all your hearts. It's the 49ers. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Kittle, Warner, Boza. Jets first week. They got this. I don't see them taking a step back. They're starting out 1-0 against COVID.
Preview of option week 1. Right there. You got it. So they're already going to start off 1-0. Oh,
no surprises. I am taking the 49ers week 1. Against Aaron Rodgers and COVID.
I mean, you can argue that he is playing a much stiffer test week 1 than he did last year. Buffalo was good. San Francisco is much better.
They're going to come after his ass.
Over under, like 4 plays. That's it, Aaron. 4 plays. Once you make it to that 5th play, all right, you're good.
Fine.
You know, it's very bold of you to take the Cardinals in 3rd place. I got to keep them in 4th. I'm sorry, they are very talented. They are absolutely very talented on the offensive side of the ball. You're looking at Connor, Harrison, Zay Jones, Trey McBride. That line is suspect. The defense isn't bad. It's not great. It's not bad. We'll see if Buda Baker's trying to get the hell out of Dodge again. To me, it all boils down to quarterback. Kyler Murray, I don't know if he's the guy. I still don't know if he's the guy. We're going to find out this year if he's the guy. And if he's not, you have Desmond Ridder and Clayton Tune. That doesn't inspire me whatsoever. So, Cardinals firmly in last place, in my opinion. They'll be better, but we're talking about 6 wins instead of 4. That kind of better. In 3rd place, I got the Rams. I get that. You know, you still have Kupp, you still have Stafford, you have Puka Nacua, DeMarcus Robinson. I don't know about that offensive line. And that Aaron Donald loss is big, man. The Aaron Donald loss, you don't recover that quickly from losing your best defensive player and one of the best defensive players in the league. Yeah, you added Trey White, you added Cameron Curl, you brought in, you revamped that secondary. But I don't know. The linebackers don't do it for me. The front three doesn't do it for me. It just and then you get to that offensive line. I don't know. Andrew Whitworth isn't there. Like that he's an anchor that's missing. So I think it's going to be a struggle. Number two, yeah, Pete Carroll's not there anymore, but I like the roster that the Seattle Seahawks have. I think Geno has finally established that he is a trustworthy quarterback in this league. And, you know, offensively, they're solid. And they have a decent enough line. You know, Charles Cross, he can definitely protect Geno's blind side. You have Tomlinson. You have some studs. You have some studs, and you have some beef up there, too. So that way, Geno gets his, Kenneth Walker gets his, and everything will be good. And if, you know, if something happens to Geno Smith, you're too deep in backups. You got Sam Howell and you have PJ Walker, who have varying degrees of success in this league. Sam Howell, that's going to be an interesting one. All right, because if Geno goes down and Sam Howell has to play, he's got the arm to keep him in contention. He has the arm to keep him there. Now, the defense is the question. It's decent. Like, you have Big Cat Leonard Williams up front. You have Jaron Reed. You have, I don't know what you're getting out of the linebacker position, but that secondary plays. Jackson, Love, Reek Woolen, like Witherspoon, and even Kobe Bryant as your nickelback. Those guys play. That secondary is a no-fly zone. If you get into the intermediate part of the defense, you might have some success. But they're going to be pretty good. And then, first place, there's only one team left. You know, I know, San Francisco 49ers. They're running it back. What more can you say? This team was in the Super Bowl last year. They were, let's just say, how am I going to say this the right way? They were in striking distance of, we'll be nice and say they were within striking distance of winning the Super Bowl. It comes down to Kyle Shanahan. Their success is now predicated on what Kyle Shanahan does in the biggest game. The players will play. Kyle Shanahan cannot shit the bed in the big game, because there are no excuses here. They're loaded at every damn position. Everyone. And Dre Greenlaw getting hurt in the Super Bowl, yeah, that was huge. But at the end of the day, he'll be back this year. And that he'll make that defense even stronger. This is the team. I would argue they're the favorite to go back and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Now, that's a very bold statement in July. I know, I understand. But it's hard to argue when you look at this roster. So those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz, and vote in the poll. Who is going to take home the crown in the NFC West? Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.